Every night in America, youth can be found living in cars, vacant buildings, or couch surfing with family or friends. Basically an invisible population without a safe, stable, permanent place to call home. Homeless youth and young adults are at increased risk for victimization and traumatization, and they're more likely to experience severe physical and behavioral health problems and incarceration. One of the challenges of addressing youth homelessness is knowing how many youth and young adults are homeless and what characterizes them. From September 28th to October 5th, Maryland will conduct a census to identify the number of unaccompanied youth and young adults who are homeless. It will be the first time that Maryland has surveyed youth experiencing homelessness. 8 Maryland jurisdictions will participate in this count, known as Youth Reach MD. The University of Maryland School of Social Work is coordinating this effort. This complements that of being done by Maryland's Interagency Council on Homelessness, a federal grant to the University of Maryland called Thrive at 25, which is reducing homelessness for youth with foster care histories, and the Joint Committee on Homelessness in the General Assembly. We can use your help with this important census taking. To find out more about Youth Reach MD and to take part in activities in your area, please visit the School of Social Work's webpage. Please join us. I have greatly valued the opportunity WYPR has given to me to tell you about the work of the University of Maryland School of Social Work and your time as listeners during the last year. I am Rick Barth, proud Dean of the University of Maryland School of Social Work for WYPR 88.1, your NPR station.